Patrick Smith is an airline pilot and a travel columnist. Patrick, we just heard about a variety of security measures at airports around the world, including a rather rigorous set of protocols in Israel. You fly for a major airline, the name of which you cannot mention, but I wonder when you and your crew go through security on a regular basis, where you feel the most comfortable with security measures?
Well, I think air crews want to see and feel the same things that any passenger does, which is they want to experience security that strikes them as efficient, reasonable, rational, and effective. And I don't know if we're seeing that right now, certainly not here in the U.S. and maybe not globally either. I mean, looking around the world, and I travel to multiple countries every month, I see good and bad, but whatever measures we put in place, short of turning airports into fortresses, which unfortunately to some extent seems to be the direction we're going, there's always going to be a way around those measures by anybody who's clever and resourceful enough, which brings us to another important point, which is that the real nuts and bolts of airport security go on offstage, as it were. It's the job of law enforcement and intelligence agencies, so CIA, FBI, Interpol, whatever. It's not the job of the frontline airport screener to keep terrorists away from planes.
But isn't your comfort level a product of how secure the airport is that you're being checked at, that you're going through?
It is, but my comfort level is dependent not necessarily on things that I see in front of me. You know, how draconian a checkpoint is not a measure necessarily of how efficient or how secure that checkpoint is.
Why isn't it?
Because we can create what we call security theater, which is this presentation of security being really tight when, in fact, we're focused on the wrong things and ignoring more important, more pressing threats.
So you're saying high tech doesn't mean high efficiency?
Not necessarily, no.
And so what does it mean?
I mean, assuming
that it doesn't always mean theater, and even theater can have an effect on certain perpetrators. But
well, terrorism itself has always been a very low-tech game, and I think there has to be a certain low-tech emphasis on stopping it. A lot of it maybe is just old-fashioned gumshoe detective work.
Well, that's what we've been relying on. I mean, certainly for the bombs that were just discovered coming from Yemen, it was a tip-off. It wasn't the security apparatus that was able to infiltrate. Maybe go back to the story that we heard from India, where there is not a lot of technology, but a lot of hands-on patting down, which is being objected to in some circles here in the United States. Are you saying that that might be more effective than all the big box checks here?
I think it's effective as part of a bigger security program that takes in many different things, not all of which we see going on right in front of us.
You've described airport security measures now as a kind of global arms race. What do you mean by that?
Well, what I mean by that is after the Richard Reid near attack back at the end of 2001.
This is the shoe bomber.
The shoe bomber. You know, because of that, everybody had to start taking their shoes off. And then we had the Christmas Day underwear bomber last year. And because of that, now we're basically strip searched before we get on a plane, and it makes us ask, well, what's next? Or have we reached the end? And that bounces us back to what I was saying earlier about there's always going to be a way to skirt the system, and we can't have this mindset that we're going to be 100% safe.
Patrick, in closing, you're talking to a lot of people who are going to be doing a lot of traveling over the holidays. Number one, can they really feel safe and secure given the systems in place? And number two, what do you recommend for them overall?
Well, there's always going to be a threat, and at some point there is going to be another attack. But we need to accept that rationally and realize that in spite of that, flying is still remarkably, astonishingly safe. Terrorist attacks against the civilian air targets there have been fewer of them in the past 10 years or so than in any of the recent decades leading up to that. There's this idea, which I think is media-fueled to some extent, that there are all these threats and flying is more risky and dangerous than ever. But really, when you look at the numbers, just the opposite is true.
Airline pilot Patrick Smith, who writes the Ask the Pilot column for Salon.com. Nice to talk to you.
Thank you.